here it is live from Say What You Will Radio Studios in Mesa, Arizona. It's the Pops and Low Radio Show with your host, the purveyors of odd news, Pops and Low.
All right, thank you, Andrew Jones, for that fine, fine opening. And it's Friday night. We are here live in the Say What You Will Radio Studio. This is the Pops and Low Radio Show. And of course, we got producer Ray behind the mic on the other side. How you doing, producer Ray?
Hi, guys. How are you doing?
She's even on cue with the TV today.
I am.
Doing well.
That's exactly right. Well, Lo, how are you, buddy?
Doing well. Doing well. Ready to get going.
Yeah. Well, we got Mickey Kentucky in the room. We got Katie Nussbaum in the room. And we'll see if anybody else joins in. But I always ask this question. Anything odd happened to you guys this week?
I started Italian.
Oh,
that's right. I started my Italian class. I did.
That's right.
Yes. Oh, like learning the Italian language.
Yes.
Okay, you need to be more specific. There's like Italian history.
No, yes.
All right. Have they taught you the word munge yet?
No.
Munge, a munge.
No.
That means eat.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
It's
mangiare, but yes.
Oh, wow, that's the fancy part of it. Yeah, I think I think the southern, the lazy Italians, they just say munge.
I mean, Maybe I'm wrong. It sounds a lot like munch.
Yeah, it could be. Maybe that's where munch came from.
Right.
Maybe.
Ah, good point. Good point. Mm. How about you, Lo?
I worked out for the first time in like 3 years. So, yeah, that was odd. you know, trying to get less more of a circle, maybe, you know, a little bit more of a straight line. But, hey,
that's right.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah. Well, I got to, you know,
Shut up over there, Keto. I don't even want to hear anything. You're like 80 pounds my junior right now. And I'm
my junior.
Yeah, and I'm 20 pounds your junior. So,
well, Ray and I were on the road today. We took a short little trip. This person, you got to watch here in East Mesa, because you got a lot of older folks. Mm-hmm. And I have nothing against older folks whatsoever. So let's not get, you know, but when they're behind the wheel.
Illegal.
When they're behind the wheel, it gets a little sketchy.
Dicey.
So as we're about to make a left, we're following this vehicle who is driving up the suicide lane.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, as if it's another lane.
Mm-hmm. Time out.
You're going to have
to explain suicide lane, because a lot of people that aren't from Arizona don't deal with that.
Well, that's the left only lane. That's the wide lane in the center of the road that you really should only be making lefts out of.
So again, let's say in particular you're headed east, okay? In order to take a left and go north, okay, the lane separates, right? In most places, there's not more than one to two lanes. Here in Arizona, we have freaking three lane main roads,
right?
So there's another separate left turn lane that separates the whole thing. Continue.
Yeah, yeah. So, and that's the one you have to cross the double line each way to get in, right? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of, they used to call it the suicide lane.
Right.
Anyway, this vehicle is traveling north along with us. We're in the left lane. They're in the suicide lane. Mm-hmm. And they're just using it like it's just another lane.
Yep.
Right? Well, they finally get to the next road where we're going to make a left. So I kind of slow down and I get behind them now. Mm-hmm. And we're about to make a left onto the road. Well, this person in front of me makes this big wide left. And then as I'm following them to make a left to follow them in, they just decide, well, it's time to do a U-turn. Instead of actually making the left, they do this like
they pulled into the road that we were going to go down. Like they pulled past where you normally pull in, and then they pulled like into it, and then immediately turned around. Keep in mind there was another car coming out of the road, right, to like turn right onto the main road, and us turning left into the actual road to take the actual left.
Yeah, very confusing.
This is hard to follow, I'll be honest, guys.
So basically, without video, it's very difficult.
So you guys are in the left turn lane about to take left. This person is also in that lane in front of you. But instead of taking the left, they stop and try to flip a really wide U-ey.
Yes.
Okay, and then what happens?
And so I don't know where they're going.
Right.
Because they were.
Right, they're old.
They didn't care.
They were making their own way.
Right.
And so when I started to make the left, I didn't know what they were doing. And then she just kind of swings right in front of me. Mm-hmm. And then looks at me. Because I'm ready to now, had I not been paying attention, I would have T-boned her.
Right.
Because she literally pulled in front of me, and then she gives me this look as though I did something wrong.
And at that point, you roll down the window and say, what the hell are you doing?
No, I just went, you know what?
No, because it's an educational thing. Because that's the problem is people are unchecked. People are left at their own demise.
Well, this person was probably in their 70s, 80s years old. They're not about to change their tactics.
No, they absolutely are. But they haven't been advised. So they think they're in the right. Everybody can change. Ain't no age. You can always change. But it's, you know whose fault this is? It's Reagan's. You know why? No offense. Reagan, every time that we're in the car, okay, somebody's going down the wrong way. We just talked about this. So it's when I was 16, me and Reagan were on the way to the optometrist going to get my contacts or something like that. Okay, we're up on Main Road in Apache Junction, right there about to get the 80th. Mm-hmm. And funny enough, okay, we're driving. I think we're headed west, okay? And we see a person headed east or headed west as well on the left side of the road matching us. Mm-hmm. I look to my left and I'm, Reagan, is there a lane over there? And no, it's actually right where you merge onto the 202 right there.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's literally pacing us in the same thing. Probably some 65, 70 year old man. Okay. And we are pacing each other. And then he starts looking at us. We start looking at him. And I'm like waving him over like, buddy, you got to. So we literally came to a stop. Right. And slowed down. And he came and finally like cut over in front of us, realizing he was the wrong way and went. But like, I'm telling you, it's all Ray's fault. Like, that happens all the time to us.
Just for being there.
Way to go, Ray.
Just for being. Just for.
It's not a coincidence that it happened both times she was in the car.
For merely existing. For merely. Mickey Kentucky says the suicide lane would be all lanes of traffic in Atlanta. I've driven through Atlanta and it's a circus.
I have two.
But Arizona is not so great either. I mean, if you're not doing 90 on the freeway,
sketch.
The people are tailing you.
And you drive somewhere like California, it's even worse.
Man, yeah, people get dumber as they go. At least we can use the same water fountain now, Raphael says.
Raph, clarify. I'm confused.
I'm confused by relevance. That, too.
Relevance.
Yeah, relevance. Yeah, let's
it can
expand.
I might have missed something. I might have said something and then just missed it. But yeah, clarify for me.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Anyways, onto that news.
No, let's, first of all, we're going to start a new segment. Oh. And that is
thanks for letting me know.
Today in history.
Oh, gosh.
At the bottom there. Yep. Boop.
All right, well, worries me. That intro worries me.
That was a good intro.
Go back to the comments. I want to make sure I catch those.
St. Louis don't have on-ramp lanes.
Really?
Ooh, that's terrifying.
That is terrifying.
How do you get on to a ramp?
So it's not a ramp. You just turn and it's...
you got to dive in full there. Send. You just got to go in. Full send.
Oh, my Lord. That's scary.
That's pretty scary. Well, a couple important dates in history. 1945, July 16th, 1945, the United States detonates the first atomic bomb in a test at Alamogordo, New Mexico. How about
First off, that's so funny you bring this up. I was actually just watching videos about this randomly. It's like one of those things, you know, you're not doing anything of importance and it just so happens to be a suggested video on YouTube. And it's like the top five time nuclear weapons have ever been set off. Right. And I watched it and that is overwhelming stuff.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. My dad was in the military. Now, not 1945.
Right.
Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
He would have been really old.
Right.
But he was in the military in the, I want to say
60s, right?
Yes. The early 60s, before Vietnam started. But he was bummed out because he couldn't go. They wouldn't let him go to a nuclear bomb test.
So the only ones that I know of is I had heard of the one in Alamogordo. And then there was the one that they did that was a live test in the water.
I think it was in Texas is where this was, I think.
Well, you said Alamogordo. That's New Mexico.
No. When my dad.
Got you. Yeah, because, I mean, shoot, there's only been a few in history that they've done, though, of those.
That we know about.
Well, again, the things that we don't know could fill up a separate book. But, man.
Yeah, so that was in 1945. That was the very first test of the atomic bomb in 1969. On July 16th, 1969, Apollo 11 blasts off from Cape Kennedy, Florida, heading for landing on the moon. How about that?
Interesting.
If you believe. If you believe in the moon landing.
So you're a weirdo and you don't believe in the moon landing.
They're also the same people that believe that the earth is flat. So, you know.
I'm on the fence on the moon landing.
See, the only thing, thing that is absolutely sells it for me is that the CGI and everything from the past, it was real. It had to have happened.
That we know of.
No, listen.
Same things.
Listen. This is the odd news. This is the Pops and Low Radio Show. So this is a good topic to talk about.
Yeah, this is not a conspiracy hour, though.
No, it's not a conspiracy hour. This is I'm just simply on the fence. Okay, because the moon rover that landed on the moon, right. It had these big bowl shaped legs.
Okay.
And so when the rover landed and they have the video of it landing, it kicks moon dust up all over the place.
Right.
And then afterwards they take pictures and there's no dust that settled inside those bowl shaped legs. Interesting fact.
So your argument is that there may or may not have been dust in those specific spots.
They were big. They were part of the feet on the legs.
Yeah, it's a freaking rover in space. So it kicked up
all this dust, but none of the dust landed. Now, that's just one of the arguments. It's not
I'm just glad.
With physics, it mushroom clouds, basically. So it goes down and then comes out and then it goes away. Just like if you were to,
it kicks up in the air.
Yeah,
it would settle. You think
some in the air, so it's spread out. So it's not all going to walk.
Some of it would settle,
but some of it, but none.
None. Okay, absolutes. Only Sith deal in absolutes.
Hey, great quote, Reg. have another. Can you move the mouse over, Reg? It says, "I believe the moon landing was filmed in the desert and a TV." Oh God.
So Mickey, we're on to the same thing here. I think that's what Area 51 is.
So
I think that's Area 51 is where the moon landing was filmed.
Right, you got to go on and give it your expression because I need somebody in my corner here.
I'm on the fence.
Hour. Come on.
I'm on the fence about this. And you're not. Here is the thing. Here is another point. Okay. This is an important point.
Okay.
We have not been back to the moon since 1971.
When do you want to go
and
back?
And we can't. What do you mean? They're talking about it all the time. President has talked about it. And now you guys got to listen. Here's part of the reason why you guys can't learn anything.
This is what happens. Now it's not the Pops a Little Radio Show. Now it's lecture hour.
It's not lecture hour.
You guys are getting firsthand witness. We all five of our viewers get to see it.
See, Mickey's with me.
Right.
All right. So here's the thing. Okay. I almost forget what I was going to even say. I said 1971.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. Think about the technology, the advancement of technology since 1971 has been off the charts.
50 years.
Yeah.
Off the charts. Yeah. Right. Nobody even had a personal computer back in the 70s.
Correct.
No,
right.
But now everybody does.
Now everybody carries one around in their hand with them and everywhere. Nothing is automated. Everything is, everything is done by computers now. But the closest we've even come is barely outside of our atmosphere with the shuttle. And so if you look at the actual distance from the Earth to the moon, we can barely get outside without burning up and frying up. And how many legit attempts have they had?
I'm going to cut your argument completely because we have people up in the International Space Station. It's right now.
Barely outside the atmosphere.
Orbit. So is the moon.
No, the moon compared to where the Earth is hugely different. And we can barely get outside the atmosphere without cooking up to pieces. How many space shuttles have we lost already? I think it's, I don't know, coming back into the atmosphere. Now you're going to tell us that the Apollo 13 was able to get launched all the way to the moon, couldn't land, circled the moon, shot all the way back.
Yes.
And they all lived to talk about it.
Yes.
I don't believe it.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. It's worth doing some research about this.
Oh, no, I'm not questioning the fact that we landed on the moon.
Yeah, no, that happened.
Because when they show them hopping on the moon, right, real slow, all you have to do, they repeated, all they did was slow the video down. And when they run on the moon and they,
right, dude, but if they, and they show it slow, they're not slowing nothing down. They're just putting them on trampolines. It looks totally different. Like, you want to talk about CGI? If they,
no,
were
because
like,
you
hey,
have to move
today,
slow.
You can question it.
You have to move slow when there's no.
Aaron says we've landed rovers on Mars.
Tell him, Aaron.
Rovers, machines.
Well, you were talking about rovers before. Could,
yeah,
I'm talking about human beings.
Okay, you said we couldn't even get shuttles out into space.
We can't. We haven't taken a human being out beyond.
But we got one farther on Mars.
Yeah, exactly.
Not with a human being.
So?
But you used the rovers as part of your argument for why.
No. Yeah. And they're not bringing the rover back. They can't get it back.
But that doesn't.
Once they launch it there, they can't. Get it back.
Where's the rocket come from? We'll go build a rocket on the moon and we'll bring back.
We brought our
curiosity.
People back from the moon.
No, I mean Mars.
Yeah, but we did it with the moon. Why can't we do it in Mars?
Because they didn't send another rocket. They said the purpose of it was to send it, have it live for literally only a year. But then it expanded its years until like what, like 2 years ago when it died and everybody was sad about it.
Well, I can't guarantee you the rover on Mars is really on Mars either.
Okay.
You see him, Kermit the Frog, sip his tea like he just discovered something.
Oh.
All right.
Well, I'll tell you what Mickey says.
Your odd news hour.
Mickey says, explain why we haven't been back to the moon. Thank you very much, Mickey. That's a good question. Why have we not been able to get any successful space exploration missions since the moon landing? Why are private companies now better than NASA? Because science doesn't go backwards. Science doesn't go back. It's not like we had the technology back then. We just can't figure it out now.
That doesn't mean we've had any better presidents.
Elon Musk is a psychomaniac. I think he's obsessed with this idea
NASA's,
and he wants to put
space. Funding Listen. Has been cut. NASA's like everything about
NASA's
has been
nothing
just
like
tanked.
What you guys remember NASA as. It's
nothing. It's just true.
Not in the 80s, not in the early 90s when they were spending a fortune.
Why we haven't been there today.
That's your why argument. Hasn't any other country made
no
it to the moon?
No one cares. There ain't nothing there.
China has been trying to get to the moon since we said we made it to the moon.
Yeah,
same with the
China.
Russians.
China is China.
China owns the world.
China
owns the world. And technology doesn't go backwards. And let me tell you something. Had we made it to the moon, we'd be able to see with these giant telescopes we have now proof that we were on the moon.
Refs,
there's no proof. No proof.
Oh man.
You can't look through the Hubble and see any proof that we were there. Where's the flag? Where'd it go? Where's all the evidence?
I mean, we are talking about the vacuum of space. Anything can happen.
But we were in the middle of a big space race against the Soviets.
Yeah, we're aware of the history. We went to public school too.
And then
play a commercial because we're over our 20-minute mark.
We're going.
We're on the conspiracy hour
and
now.
We're cutting this conversation.
We're on the conspiracy hour now. Play that one.
Well, Logue, you're a bearded man, I would say.
I would say so as well. You are yourself. Where do you go for your beard products?
Oh, there's only one place that I go, and that's mythicalbeards.com.
The heck, Mythical Beards? Tell me more.
Well, absolutely. So let me tell you all about their products. First of all, they've got beard balm and beard butter, and you can't put that on your bread. So kids at home,
not that type of butter.
Yeah, you don't put that on there with jelly. But they have original and emu blend beard oil. You can build your own sets and sample packs. You can get solid colognes from mythicalbeards.com and body sprays. Now, what's really cool about this company, Logue, is the names of their scents.
Yeah, and they're all based off mythical creatures. Obviously, Mythical Beards kind of gives that away, but yeah, they really stuck with that theme. You kind of tell Pops and I are in the forest here, but yeah, the mythical beard stays true to the mythical name.
That's exactly right. So some of their names are like Bigfoot, and that's a cedar fir pine, right? Beautiful. They got the Chupacabra, and that's a lime mint.
Oh, I wouldn't have guessed.
How about that?
One.
Lime mint scent.
That sounds good.
I love that. Cyclops. That's a bourbon pecan pie scent.
That's the one I want.
They've got Dracula scent, dragon scent, Father Time scent, fully Yeti scent. Well, yeah, how about that? Invisible Man, that's an unscented beard oil. They got the Kraken, which is spices and vanilla, and finish it up with Mr. Hyde, which is peanut butter cup.
Interesting. So, fellas, yeah, if you're trying to stay fresh, which with facial hair, you need to keep it clean, keep it crisp, bright, right, look professional for your lady, you got to go check out Mythical Beards.
Mythicalbeards.com. You can also go to saywhatyouwillradio.com and click on the Mythical Beards logo. It'll take you right to their website. All right. Last week we were talking about the world's most expensive burger. Remember that?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Remember that? What was exactly how much was that expensive burger? Do you guys remember?
Crap. It was $1,500?
$6,000. $6,000. I forget what it was called. It was like the, I don't know. We'll get to it. But anyway, so there is the quintessential grilled cheese. And we have a picture of it. Oh, yeah, look at that. It's because it's green. Yeah, it's your green. Cup is green.
Wow. All right.
Neat. Fancy.
The quintessential grilled cheese. Now, this isn't a one, like, you know, it's not some, it's something that you can just walk into a restaurant and order today.
Oh, so like a basic, just run of the mill.
Yeah. It's called the quintessential grilled cheese. It's the world's most expensive sandwich that you can get at any time. Now, burgers, maybe not a sandwich. That's an argument. Is a hot dog a sandwich?
First right? off, no, how are you going to say a burger is not a sandwich? That's a staple.
Yeah, we got comments up there too. But well, people might argue. Yeah, 6,000. See, Mickey was paying attention. Exactly right. KH says, do you think Stanley Kubrick filmed the moon landing? Maybe. That's a possibility. Are NASA's photos real or photoshopped? Well, there's
Steven
a lot
Spielberg.
Of.
$6,000 and I still ain't eating it. Look, man, I don't disagree. If I had $6,000 to throw on a sandwich, I don't think I'm getting a sandwich. I'm just,
yeah, now that's a special dinner. That burger you have to pre-order. I'm talking, this is the right, most this expensive. This is ready to go. Right. Ready to go. You sit down at the restaurant, you order the quintessential grilled cheese. What do you think it costs?
All right, ready? $320.
Okay. All right. What do you think, Producer Ray?
It's the most expensive in the world. There's some like five-star, you know, five Michelin stars. Like, it's got to be something.
What are you dropping for a grilled cheese?
For a grilled cheese? It has no meat, no nothing on it. The only thing you could put on it would be some like specialty, like wine cheese or something.
Hmm.
Oh, look, she's using the architect logic. Yeah, she's like, itemized billing. How do I?
That's right.
I would say.
Don't forget labor.
$180.
Oh, okay. 180.
320. She's taking the under.
320, 180. We got 4,000 in the room. The price, $214.
Oh, winner, winner.
That's it. So the price is right. Yeah, the quintessential grilled cheese has held the record for the world's most expensive commercially available sandwich for over 7 years. Wow. How about that?
Okay.
Yeah.
What's on it?
You could say that New York-based restaurant Serendipity 3 is specialized in setting food-related Guinness records. It currently holds world records, most expensive dessert, most expensive hamburger, most expensive hot dog, largest wedding cake, and the largest cup of hot chocolate. But one we're interested in today is the record for the world's most expensive sandwich, which happens to be a humble grilled cheese treat named the quintessential grilled cheese. The sandwich is deceptively simple as it features some of the world's most exclusive ingredients. How about that?
Some specific cheese.
Yeah, the quintessential grilled cheese is made of two pieces of French Pullman champagne bread.
Sure.
Which is prepared with Dom Perignon champagne and edible gold flakes. There's the dang gold flakes again.
That's a thing. People do that.
That's right.
Pretty weird.
With white truffle butter and a very rare Caciocavallo Puerto Rico cheese sandwiched between them. The record-setting treat is served with a cup of decadent South African lobster. In fact, I have a picture of it. If you go to the branding there, Riggs, I have a picture of the grilled cheese, and this is how it's served right there.
All right, you can kiss my ass.
Yeah, that's
$240 for that little freaking slice of breath. That's disgusting.
And it's, well, it's got a decadent South African lobster tomato bisque that dipping sauce.
Like, that big. Like, that's just, come on, bro.
That's one of the ones where you kind of got to eat most of it and then return it and say it wasn't
good.
That's
what I'm saying. I'll pay maybe $100 of this, but I'm not paying the.
Yeah.
Like, dude, I expected this thing to be like a friggin' pound of cheese or something ridiculous.
Something like stacked.
All right, Pop. So I'm going to pose a idea for Odd News.
Yeah.
We should, for our next Odd News segment, make odd food for each other.
Oh, yeah. Well, I could fire up Pup's grilled cheese.
You could do Pup's grilled cheese.
Rex is not
I'm telling you, we got to make like some odd sandwiches, like find the oddest recipe, make it, and we have to try each other's.
Yeah, there we go.
That's what we got to do.
This might be a good conversation to have off the show.
Nah.
No.
We came up with a number.
Is a good conversation for off the show.
The moon landing. No, people were interested in the moon landing. We got comments up there too, Ray.
Yes.
We came up with the number through pricing out all of the ingredients, of course. They are the most expensive and exclusive ingredients in the world. Serendipity 3's creative chef Joe Calderon told Guinness Records. The sandwich needs to be ordered 48 hours in advance.
Uh-oh.
Because spoiler. Of these ingredients and flown in especially for your order.
That's so ridiculous, though. You got to have ingredients flown in.
Well, I'm calling BS because that's not the world's most expensive sandwich, then.
That's not, because
the burger was $6,000.
$6,000. You feel me?
And that thing was...
Okay, so McKentucky says you have to have pickles on a grilled cheese. You know what? I don't disagree. Pickles, tomatoes, not bad.
That's a good idea.
Pickles are gross.
Raymond Rosette. Oh, Carlos's brother. He says, mine looks more fire. It does, I'm sure, because that thing looked trash. What's with all the gold flakes? I'm not a jeweler or a metal melter, so why the heck do I not eat good?
There you go.
You know what? And with an orchid as decoration and no lettuce. Oh, so you need lettuce on your grilled cheese.
Well, she had the decorative lettuce on the side or something like that. Yeah. Yeah.
Let me see.
Lotus.
Oh, there it is.
She said no lettuce, so I need to clarify.
No lettuce on the sandwich, I guess.
Katie,
what's sitting in the middle of the lobster bisque? What's that?
Yeah, it's like a granola garnishment or something weird.
Not interested in that at all.
Oh, that's a gold flake.
Yeah, that's gold.
That's what that is. That's a gold flake. Strange.
My question is, does it like taste or feel like tinfoil, or is it?
Ooh, and the fillings.
Is it just edible?
Oh,
I don't understand. That gave
me a weird feeling, like when you said on the fillings.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Ooh.
And then Raph said we should do a man versus food challenge for $100. I'm down.
Oh.
Who can we contact?
I don't know how that works.
Link in the description in the comments, please. Because sounds need to know.
Intriguing. When you take a bite of the sandwich, he goes on to say, you taste the crispiness of the bread, the Dom Perignon champagne that bakes into the bread, the creaminess of the white truffle butter, and then the cheese. It's superb. The Caciocavallo Podalico cheese is the main ingredient of the world's most expensive sandwich. It's a rare cheese imported from southern Italy, where it's made from the very specific milk of just 25,000 cows, which are lactate, which only lactate for 2 months a year.
Holy.
Oh, so it's
sugar honey,
a special cow because it's bred poorly.
Like, oh yeah, because it's right. It's disabled. Wow. Yeah. But still, that's 25,000 cows.
Oh yeah. Well, that's a lot of cows, but they only lactate for 2 months.
That's my thing. I'm not paying $240. I'm going to do the man versus food challenge for $100. Like Raph said, that's a way better idea. I'm going to wind up full. I'm going to enjoy myself. Maybe win a shirt.
You go to the grocery store. Buy bread, buy cheese.
Yeah, but we're not talking about all y'all healthy people, ketosis and whatnot. All right,
oh, no,
get out of my face.
Ketosis.
Yeah,
before keto. That's right, keto. Before being served on a Baccarat crystal plate, see that?
What? Yeah. Okay, so you're charging me for the plate that you're serving it on now.
That's what that is.
That's why we can round this to 240.
That's exactly
what right. What if I drop the plate? Like, what happens then? You run the tab.
Everybody claps, like in high school.
You already paid for it.
Man, good job, buddy.
Yeah, alongside a special tomato dip with lobster chunks in it, the sandwich is put in a panini press for 4 minutes, giving the special cheese time to start bubbling. It's like a grilled cheese on steroids, Joe Calderon said. It has the best ingredients in the world. If you're not, if you're more of a burger fan, here we go. Don't mind spending more than a mere $214. You could try the Golden Boy. We talked about that last week. The world's most expensive burger at $6,000. Or you could try the most expensive peanut butter and jelly sandwich, which will set you back $350, but it's technically a whole loaf of bread.
Okay. I was going to say, why is that not more of a sandwich than this one? Because this sounds like something you don't have to fly in. But a freaking whole loaf of peanut butter and jelly? For what? Man. Interesting.
Yeah. So there you go. So Mickey says, anything that has truffle in the name and ain't chocolate, I ain't eating it.
Don't try it, Mickey. We're not bringing that up again this week. Man.
Well, so there you go. That's so pretty interesting.
Man.
Pretty interesting.
So quick $240 in New York to get you a terrible grilled cheese.
That's exactly right.
Mm-hmm. Man.
Yeah. That's but you got a call to 48 hours ahead. That seems like
that's not
a waste. My plans change too quick.
Especially in New York. How much money I have. I don't care. I could have $1 billion. Not spending on
Think about how many of those they've had to throw out. Think about that. They're in New York City.
Especially rich people who just don't do whatever care. They want.
That's my, I don't care. Oh yeah, we should go get this grilled cheese. Oh no, I'm deciding to fly to Italy today. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Just screw it. And they got to throw this thing in the trash. And some homeless man comes by and swoops it up. And he's like, yeah, it's awesome.
Pretty great.
Man.
Well, Reg, you're a macaroni and cheese fan.
I am. Ooh, right? I am an advocate.
M&C.
Low, you, let's see what Giraffe has.
He said consuming an entire loaf of bread in one sandwich would be the most miserable night of your life. You'd be so stuffed up. The amount of money you'd have to spend in Tums to get clear would be terrible.
You got to be Joey, what's his name? Joey Chestnut.
He set the freaking record again.
Yeah, he did.
Was it 76?
76 hot dogs.
That man.
That's ridiculous.
Well, macaroni and cheese now has, they now have a macaroni and cheese flavored ice cream.
I saw that.
Oh, you did
see that. I actually heard about this. You yes. Aaron talked to me about it.
Oh, no.
That's very strange.
They have some odd flavored ice creams now. They have a Sour Patch Kids one that I heard is terrible. But they're just coming out the oddest flavors for things.
I try
Mac
it.
And cheese?
Mac and cheese flavored ice cream.
I try it.
To be fair, let me interject. I ate a bacon donut earlier today. There's my odd news for the week.
Was it did it have it was maple? Was it a maple?
Yeah,
that's.
But it had chunks of bacon. I mean, I guess it's not that weird.
Yeah, but see, that's kind of normal. It's bread, bacon. And...
Except for the first person who thought of it. Why the frick would you put bacon on a donut?
Because it's bread.
Why would you put mac and cheese as a flavoring for ice cream?
Because.
But if enough people like it, it becomes normal.
Well, sometimes people buy stuff just because it's stupid. Why they gotta go messing with my ice cream? See?
Katie said, not on the sandwich. I was talking about how regular restaurants, they put lettuce or whatever's on the plate for garnish. Instead, this place uses a $50 flour.
Right. Look, gotcha.
That's crazy, man. You're not even eating the flour. I guess some people probably would try.
I think Lotus, I don't know, because you could make it into tea, Lotus tea. I thought Lotus was poisonous.
Oh, yeah. Don't you boil the Lotus or whatever?
I don't know, but they have the Lotus Garden.
Right.
Chinese restaurant just down the street.
That's solid. I'd pay $50. You have the time of your life.
I think Mickey and I must be related, though, because we got the whole moon landing thing going and messing with the ice cream going.
Mac and cheese is spectacular, depending on who makes it.
Mm-hmm.
But not cold.
Yes,
not
it is.
In an ice cream.
Mac and cheese cold?
Yeah. No.
Have you ever?
Yes, but it's different than what he's talking about. He's talking about in the ice cream. Nah, that's cold. That's gross.
See, no.
It would get better as it melts because it would turn into cheese. That's just a texture thing at that point.
Well, anyway, Brooklyn-based Van Leeuwen, I don't know how to say it, ice cream churned the cheesiness of Kraft macaroni and cheese into their ice cream to create the Kraft macaroni and cheese flavored ice cream, according to a Kraft Heinz company statement. We know that there is nothing more refreshing on a hot summer day than ice cream, Kraft macaroni and cheese senior associate brand manager Emily Violet said in a statement. That is why we wanted to combine two of the most iconic comfort foods to create an ice cream with the unforgettable flavor of Kraft macaroni and cheese we all grew up with.
So you're saying they had vanilla ice cream.
Yeah.
And then the powder from Kraft Mac and Cheese. And then they mixed it.
Maybe.
Oh, Raph said, sent you a link to local food challenges. Mm-hmm. My guy. All right. We may have to do one on the show. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like that powder, first off, it's really orange. So your vanilla, well, depending, right?
Yeah, but yeah, yeah.
Man, that would be a very strange texture. Because that powder doesn't exactly like break down. It changes because of the milk you use. And I guess, I mean, if the ice cream is melt enough, but most of the time it's not.
Mm.
Right? So it'd still be like chunky and powdery.
See, but not that you said the milk because of the ice cream. But right. That's how you make mac and cheese.
Right.
So it would just be the mac and cheese sauce just cold?
I don't know. Well, it's going to be sweetened, too. It's
she said there's... Well, yeah, and that's my thing. The sweet and the salt. I mean, I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm down to try it.
Mickey, I'm with you. I'm not interested. Right? No try money. Yeah. As big fans of Van Lee Ewan. I don't know how to say that. We knew there'd be they'd be the perfect partner to create the ice cream with us. Not only does it taste delicious, but it's also made with high quality ingredients, contains no artificial flavors, preservatives, or dyes.
Yeah.
Just like our Kraft macaroni and cheese Violet
added. Yeah, and we didn't land on the moon either. No, that's ridiculous. No artificial flavoring. That thing's like a bright, pungent orange. Mm-hmm. Like that's like this color orange right there. Like that's, come on, buddy. Yeah, because the earth naturally gives up that color.
Uh-huh.
Ridiculous.
Well, I don't know. Who knows? I mean, you got to believe them, right? They said it, so it's got to be true, just like the moon landing.
There you go.
The macaroni and cheese maker was, which merged with Heinz 6 years ago from North America's third largest food and beverage company, announced the rollout of the limited edition ice cream earlier this week to coincide with National Macaroni and Cheese Day. Now, how did I miss that? We hear all the other days. How did I not know about the Macaroni and Cheese Day?
You know, we actually have heard about National Macaroni and Cheese Day because we went to a National Mac and Cheese Day festival 1 year.
We did.
And it was a mac and cheese and beer festival in Tempe.
We did. Was that on Macaroni and Cheese Day?
It was. Mm-hmm. And that was one of the best festivals I've ever been to.
In Scottsdale.
Amazing.
Mac and cheese and beer? Fantastic. That's a winner.
Especially when it's like with the crumblies on the top.
Especially when you've had enough beer.
See, my mom used to make the homemade mac cheese with the oven baked crumbles.
Man, fires.
We should just end the show and go eat.
Let's go eat mac and cheese.
Can we do that?
Yes.
We could do whatever. We own the show. We can do whatever we want.
We can eat mac cheese on the show.
We're going to be look at Mickey
says
cheese.
The stuff is the color of Trump's foot callus shavings.
Ew.
The orange man. Oh, God.
Oh, no.
That's probably about the right color orange.
Oh, that was so Katie, far. That might be the tweet of the
night. You know what? I haven't tried that. Reagan, have you ever tried white cheddar mac and cheese?
No, and I'm very jealous.
Which is because you like white pizza and like some of those. Yeah.
That's right. The limited edition ice cream had an overwhelming response, according to an Instagram post, and is already listed as sold out on the ice cream company's website.
People want it that bad. I'm telling you, it's just a try it thing. Cause that's.
I think it's very weird that mac and cheese and ketchup.
Mm. Yeah. Back up off that. I'll fight you on that one.
That's not any good.
No,
you're wrong. Absolutely not. Fun story. When I was 4, I had a friend named Dylan Dougherty.
Okay. Nobody cares.
Yes. I went to Dylan Dougherty's house. His mother made me try it. Okay, because I was the same way. I was like, that's disgusting. And I had it never since. I don't eat mac and cheese plain. It's fire.
Go to Panera, Katie says.
Oh, is that where the... Oh, then I have had it because I've had their mac and cheese.
Ah, but did you order that mac and cheese? Maybe it's a special.
It might be a special. I don't know.
An overwhelming response with who? Three-year-olds?
And me. Three-year-olds and me.
Mac and cheese.
Well, cereal pooper. Another serial pooper out there has been banned from defecating, urinating in open spaces after numerous convictions in a British town. Numerous. Yeah. Goes on to say she broke the number 2 rule over and over again.
Pun intended.
See what they did?
Yep.
See what they did there? Getting a little kickback from my fizzy lifting drink there. A British serial pooper has been officially banned from defecating and urinating in any open space in her town after more than 2 decades of criminal behavior, police said. Mm-hmm. Amanda Lee, 50, has been breaking the law since at least 1996 with 15 convictions for antisocial behavior, harassment, public order violations, and abusing the country's 999 emergency phone number, according to police in the Northwest English county of Cheshire.
That didn't make me laugh because it's like, oh, I want people going out there dialing 911 and doing all that. Okay. It's just like, like that extensive list of things that she's doing. She's also a serial defecator. Oh, and she also abuses 911, like, you know, their version of it. Like, oh, yeah, and side note, I called 999 and hang up all the time. Like, first off, pause on the nasty. Raph said ranch, hot sauce, and mac and cheese.
Okay.
I'm in.
Now, that's more like...
That continued the nasty. Red
hot? No. That's like a buffalo chicken hot mac and cheese.
They have buffalo chicken mac and cheese, and it is spectacular.
They do. At Buffalo Wild Wings? Top five. They have, and I like the buffalo mac and cheese. It is fantastic. Really good.
Add ranch, I'm after
But the ranch, nope, too far.
I'm full in.
See, I would go with the blue cheese. I would go with blue cheese. Yes,
the mold.
Right.
Yeah, that's all right. And I would maybe throw a couple crumbly blue cheeses in there. So I would go with the dressing and a couple crumbles on top of the mac and cheese and then hit that up with a little red hot.
I'm telling you, it's got to be Frank's Red Hot or nothing.
And then bake it maybe with a couple crumblies on
that's,
the top.
That's the way to make it. You got to bake it.
You got to make it to bake it.
You got to bake it to make it. Yeah.
Bake it to
I've
make
always
it.
Wanted to do the meatloaf with the mac and cheese inside.
Did you say meatloaf?
Mm-hmm. That's a winner.
Just make a hamburger. Meatloaf is terrible.
Mickey says they need to send in a mental health professionals for that serial pooper.
I'm telling you, because like all the things that she got going on, I don't know why that 999 thing is so funny to me. Because like you're defecating everywhere. You're like, you know what else I'm going to do? Harass the police.
Well, you know, one time I ate a huge bowl of what was that stuff called? Oh, geez. It was a cereal, but it was called Fiberall. And I ate a huge bowl of Fiberall. And later I was a cereal pooper.
You were a cereal defecator. You were calling 999.
I was a cereal pooper.
Maybe she called 999.
Yeah.
To like, be like, hey, there's somebody in the park and they're doing bad things. And then she went to not the park and like went and defecated. So they'd be like distracted. You know what I'm saying?
Ah, the old switcheroo.
Switcheroo.
There comes a point when you have to say enough is enough and take additional action to protect the community and businesses in the area, Police Constable Alex Barker said Tuesday. Now, Ray, hit the lady there. This is her. That's the serial pooper right there. Her name's Amanda Lee. She's having a rough day there. Now, do me a favor.
What is she calling and saying to 911? What is she? I don't know why. That's so her face.
Like, somebody stole my head shaver. I don't know what she's doing.
I was halfway through my haircut and my thing died. I need somebody to bring me a new one.
Now look at her eyes. Okay. Okay. And her eyebrows.
A little makeup on, you know, Cheryl.
And she's got these like baggy eyes, right?
Yeah.
Now hit the picture I got there. Just
the one to the left or the one to the right?
Down below. The one to the left. There you go.
Bam.
Now tell me Amanda Lee is not the person that played Anakin Skywalker.
If her hair clippers hadn't shorted out, she'd have been in there.
She did. Do you see?
I mean,
yeah, that's why she's got that tuft. Uh-huh. She grew that tuft in.
The tuft.
To cover this.
Give us a side by side.
Now we got the side by side.
Bam.
I'm telling you, you throw that mouth guard over Amanda Lee's mouth. That's man. Anakin.
The only thing that's different is her nose.
Oh, man. And it's not even that bad because he has a shadow on his.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Gee, she just needs the breathing mask. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. So that's where the show goes. All right, we got a couple comments up there. The crew residence has since been issued a criminal.
No further. Hey, Raph, sorry. He says after seeing the picture, this makes perfect sense. No further questions.
right.
Are we sure that's a lady? Is it really Amanda or a man da pooper?
Hey, look who's here.
Stephanie from
Lindley.
Oh, man. From Nashville. That's funny.
Well, the crew resident has since been issued a criminal behavior order, or CBO, which explicitly prohibits her from committing some of her most common crimes over 5 years with violations carrying a prison sentence up to 5 years now. So you can't crap out now, in public anymore.
Now she's got a small cell and a toilet in that cell.
Yeah, she's worn out or welcome.
Right.
In addition to urinating and defecating, which is in effect the ban, which is in effect for both public and private open spaces, Lee cannot carry open containers of alcohol in public. Contact police on 999 unless she has a genuine reason for doing so, or use abusive language in a public space, including using a dog to threaten or intimidate people. This woman,
she's got some chained up pit bull. All right. And she walks around the city and just whips her pants down and takes a dump wherever she wants.
The force is strong with this one.
Yeah, I'm telling you. She walks around with that dog and is like, if you say anything about me taking a dump,
Okay.
Or maybe she takes the dog to blame the dump on.
You feel me? She's like, dog poop. Him, not me. Even though you just saw me do it. Yeah.
That's speaking of dog poop, Ranger Rob pet poopy bags are the best poopy bag on the market.
Oh God.
Yeah. There they are. You can go to Amazon right now and order some Ranger Rob pet poopy bags and have them shipped to you with no cost of shipping.
Whatsoever.
I think they're $9.99 for 120 of those bags.
$9.99, just like what she was calling?
$9.99.
Wow, that's funny.
Yeah.
So, speaking of dogs.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen some of those videos of some of the people on the street who were like crazy Karens, basically?
Oh, okay.
Karens. And they always have the tiny dog.
Oh,
and
they're
always blaming people for something.
Yeah, the dog
is
either in their arm or in the purse, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And now they have the thing on the front, the papoose.
Yeah, like a baby carriage. Oh,
the papoose.
Man, so bad. The papoose, is that what it's called?
It's a papoose or papoose?
I don't know.
There's papoose, a rapper. I've never heard of the dog carrier.
Well, that's what they, in the Native Americans, would carry their babies around in papooses.
And then in the back. Yeah, or in the front.
In the front.
Oh, man, that's funny.
I always thought it was called a baby Bjorn.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's like B-J-O-R-N or whatever.
Yeah, baby Bjorn.
Yeah, Bjorn or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, because like, is it? The movie with the...
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, crap. I can't think of the name of it.
Anyways.
Vegas.
Right.
And then
The Hangover.
The Hangover.
Yeah.
Because he wears the baby Bjorn.
Ah, gotcha. Mm-hmm.
I could see friggin' Zach Galifianakis's face, but I couldn't think of the movies.
Oh, thank you, Katie. They are lemon scented.
Ah, yes. Ranger Rasper Poopy Bags are lemon scented and available on Amazon. Man.
Yeah, so about the character.
Yes. Okay. So I've seen so many videos lately. I don't know why they keep popping up on my feed and everything. I see so many Karens who have like the teeny dog and they're just psychotic.
Yeah. What's the deal with these people?
Letting them dump wherever.
Something. Yeah.
Karens.
Something with
all these random poopers. Right?
I feel bad for women that are actually normal named Karen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
It's just very unfortunate.
Then again, do we really know all women named Karen are normal?
Well, we don't know that.
Nobody's normal.
Yeah, that's true. A criminal behavior order is sought once all reasonable avenues have been explored regarding persistent offenders. In this case, Lee's attitude and behavior has been ongoing since the 90s, and she's been convicted numerous times for incidents that impact greatly on residents, he wrote. She has persistently shown no consideration at all for the actions her offending has had on others.
Okay,
there you go.
Persistent for 30 years.
That's right.
Think about that. Like, the judge, you gotta stop pooping on the sidewalk. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord. That's just...
So, I wonder how long her crap sheet was.
Oh, hey.
Oh, she...
It's also a pediatric restraint board used to restrain pediatric patients for certain procedures.
Oh,
interesting.
See that? We've got the most intelligent audience. Mm. Out there,
half of them thought the moon landing was fake. So,
well, that's Kentucky. Yeah, because that's what I'm telling you.
I just gotta take my job.
Telling you. Well, man says he found 160 bowling balls under his house.
What a random thing to stash.
He said he found them. He didn't store them. He found them.
I know, but somebody stashed them. That's what I'm saying. What a random thing to stash.
Yeah.
Like, at least it's not dead bodies, though. Could have been dead bodies.
That's true. That's
good point.
160 dead bodies, 160 bowling balls.
Yeah, Jeffrey Dahmer.
Right? Yeah, man.
Well, it turns out bowling balls aren't a great foundation for a house. How about that? David Olson, 33, is learning that firsthand now that he's discovered the home he purchased in Muskegon, Michigan. Muskegon.
Oh.
Yeah, Muskegon,
Michigan.
Michigan. 2 years ago, it's built on top of old bowling balls.
All right, Reagan, you're in architecture school. Take this down. Bowling balls, bad foundation.
Yeah.
All bad.
Ask your teacher this.
Yeah, teacher. Have you ever had a question? Is that like an artistic take or really what's going on?
Probably could be.
Right? Who knows, right? Put a little epoxy all around them. You know, who knows? Yeah, who knows?
That's right. Olson told Fox News he began to discover weathered bowling balls buried under his home and yard at the start of July. He and his wife are the second owners of the home. They currently live there with their three children. Olson claims they received a house inspection before they finalized their purchase, which noted the, quote, cement stairs were kind of leaning into the house and needed to be demolished. Hmm. Ah, right?
I see.
When Olson made time to remove one of the stairs' loose cinder blocks on July 1st, he soon found out that old bowling balls were the culprit.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah, so this guy...
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Was anything in the bowling balls, or were they just bowling balls?
No fingers. They didn't find any fingers.
No, I mean, like, because you know the center of the bowling ball is made out of that, like, powder or whatever?
Right, right.
And then it's the shell, and then it's the heavy part. Isn't it similar to what's
in a golf ball, right?
Yeah,
it's the same stuff that they use inside of it.
Yeah.
They have, like, I don't know, put cocaine in there, hid it away, and been like, I'm going to come back to my stash.
Don't be giving our viewers ideas, Reagan.
I see where you're going with this. I like that. I see. All right.
Mickey Kentucky says, we use them all the time, meaning the restraint boards. In the ear, nose, and throat practice, you try removing a micro Hot Wheel from a squirming two-year-old's nose.
Oh.
You haven't told us this story yet?
Interesting.
I would like to know a story about a Hot Wheel getting jammed.
Wow.
I'm okay.
Because how does that happen? Like, yeah, I get explored, but like jammed? Like that's...
Well, little kids. They probably stuck it in there. Know,
even a small Hot Wheel.
Tried to get it out.
Their nose is so small. Like how do you...
It's a micro. It's a tiny little thing.
Even still.
And they're trying to get it out and they keep just jamming it up further and further. That's what happens.
That's true.
You see what I'm saying?
Because they're too afraid to tell mom and dad.
Right. Yeah.
Farmer's blow.
Well, let's see what Stephanie said. John Wayne Gacy, Pogo the Clown, had over 30 bodies under his house.
Mm. I wonder if he had any bowling balls. The world may never know.
That's right. When Olson made time to remove one of the stairs' loose cinder blocks on July 1st, he soon found out. I just read that.
Katie, you understatement of the decade. Mm-hmm. Kids do weird stuff. Oh. I'm with you. I get it. I do.
Just wait.
Man.
Wait till your kids are 27. Still doing weird stuff.
Weirdest shit.
Olson said so far he's removed 160 bowling balls in total, that he has documented the process on his public Facebook group called The Bowling Ball Guy. How about that? In a phone interview with Fox News, Olson said he was initially concerned with his apparent discovery because he wasn't sure if he was dealing with, quote, some kind of dumping ground.
That's what I'm saying.
With hazardous material.
Yeah, there's got to be weird stuff going on or something strange.
Or you just had a weird obsession of wanting to build a house with bowling balls.
Mickey Kentucky said, dude, that's not even the strangest thing we've removed. I could really scare you.
Oh. I'll pass. Thank you.
We had the ghost story last week, Mickey.
One in a million shot, Doc. Remember that?
That's right.
Seinfeld.
Yep. The junior
Too mint? Silly Jerry. No, man. Too Silly Jerry.
Oh, yeah.
But after he contacted the manufacturer of the bowling balls, Brunswick Bowling Products, he soon found out the old pieces of equipment likely came from a plant that the company had in the area back in the 50s. Mm. A marketing manager of Brunswick Bowling told Fox News the company's Muskegon bowling ball plant was located on Laketon Avenue from 1906 to 2006, which is not the same location where Olson's home is now. Olson said he eventually smashed up the rest of the loose cement and found a gridwork of balls stacked up in between what appears to be poured sand. So he was like using it as landfill almost just to fill in.
That's smart, actually.
You'd think so, right? And I'm sure it lasted, like, you know, if he bought the house back then.
Yeah.
You know, we're talking 80 years later.
Again, not the worst thing you could do. At least he was putting sand in between. Like I was mentioning, the epoxy, put sand in between to fill it. I mean, I guess. Katie said, with the price of lumber, who the heck knows what people are building their houses with?
That's right.
Talked about that last week. That's a good point.
Yeah, that's right. Building it, who knows? Some bowling balls were completely intact. And by the way, lumber can also be full of like evil spirits.
Yeah, right.
Yes, the dead lumber. You need to have your trees blessed.
The bowling balls. Wonder what they could be full of.
fingers. The bowling balls were completely intact, while others were damaged or broken fragments. You know,
right?
Fragments,
why do you keep going back to the cocaine, Reagan?
I don't know. Why is that?
I don't know. Yeah.
Well, you know what? Let me just address that.
I don't have
He says, I noticed there was a grid work of bowling balls. Boy, this is a long article about bowling balls underneath there, too. So my estimate is there's probably at least just as many in the ground still as there are above ground at this point. I do have a picture of inside the steps. I don't know if anybody cares.
Ralph said you have to own a bowling alley just collecting old balls. No way you're bowling or buying all those bowling balls on your own. Yeah.
So there you go.
Well, they came from that plant that was local in that town. But like, even still, it's a good question. How do you come about them? Because even let's say you work at the plant, it's not like they're just giving those to you.
No, exactly. You're exactly right.
He's swiping them. Swiper, no swiping.
Well, if you're listening to the Good Talk Radio simulcast, we do have to end the show. You can hear the rest of the show on our YouTube page, or you can go to saywhatyouwillradio.com. But thanks for listening. All right. Well, we've got one more article here to talk about. And I don't know about
before that, we're going to watch this little commercial.
That's why she's the producer.
All right, Logue, did you notice that the real estate market here in Arizona has become completely insane?
Yeah, it's insane. I mean, it's super busy right now. It's hard to kind of, you know, weave through everything and find your way.
Yeah, it really is. If you remember, well, you probably don't because you guys were young, but when we first moved to Arizona, we didn't know a real estate agent, and so we just kind of looked one up online. And Logan, we got taken for a ride when we first moved here. And so you've got to know and trust your real estate agent.
Yeah. I mean, real estate, especially, you know, I'm young. I'm on my way to eventually being a home buyer. And that's something that, you know, if you're not familiar with the industry, you got to have a professional to help you.
Exactly right. And there's only one real estate agent in the Phoenix metro area that I trust, and that is Sherry Espinoza. She's part of the Espinoza Group. You can find all of her listings, all of her information at azhomesbysherry.com. You can see right there at the bottom of your screen, right over there. Or you can give her a call, 480-584-7456. Again, that's 480-584-7456. That's the Espinoza Group, azhomesbysherry.com. Hey, Logue, I want to talk about one of our sponsors called Nut Tree Design Company.
Yeah, this is a very unique company. It's another company that we have that's actually Etsy founded. All their products and different opportunities are on Etsy. But yeah, they do some unique work.
They do. In fact, they made us a custom Say What You Will radio sign. So if you want to show that to our viewers, check that out. That's handcrafted, all made out of wood. It's actually three-dimensional letters. So it's really cool. We hang it right here in the Say What You Will radio studio. Now, they also make some really cool things, too. One of their most popular items are souvenir cutting boards, if you will. Let me show you a picture. So if you have a recipe, let's say you have a recipe that's written in your grandmother's handwriting in your grandmother's past, and you want to save that, what you can do is you can send that file over to Katie over at Nut Tree Design Company, and they will create that onto a cutting board.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's a great way to like memorialize and kind of commemorate and, you know, keep that memory, you know, nice and intact for a long time.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just a really cool thing to have. And then that can be handed down from generation to generation. So check them out. They're Nut Tree Designs Company. They're on Etsy. You can also go to saywhatyouwillradio.com and click on the Nut Tree Designs Company logo. And that'll take you right to their Etsy page.
Yeah, and that's going to be under our sponsors tab there on saywhatyouwillradio.com. So make sure you check them out, reach out to them. They also have really good holiday specials where they do offer, you know, other products and services and things like that. So reach out to them for all your needs.
All right. Well, we got a woman. We got a rescue video here. We're going to show in just a second. But there is a woman who was rescued after becoming wedged between two buildings.
Now,
if that isn't weird enough, right? She was completely naked.
Better.
Right? Right?
Worse. Weirder. Like,
how does this happen? How does this type of stuff happen?
Pop,
how
do you have a story like this before?
We had the guy that jumped that was running from the police.
Right, and he got stuck between the buildings. That's right.
That's exactly
he was
right.
Jumping between them. Okay.
Was she a jumper or was the building built around her?
She's floating in the air, and they just decided skyscrapers.
Put a couple buildings up.
And smushed them.
Skyscrapers. Here it works great.
Well, of course it took place in California. A naked California woman was rescued Tuesday after she got wedged between the concrete walls of two buildings.
Sounds like Florida. Sounds more like Florida.
The woman was discovered around 2 p.m. in the 1020 block of North Harbor Boulevard in Santa Ana, the Orange County Fire Authority said. Workers at a nearby S&C auto body shop told KTLA that they had heard the woman yelling for help, but they were unable to pin down her location and called police for help. We called the cops, and the cops came in and got on the roof and looked between the two walls, and, well, she was naked. The worker said she was in pain. She was screaming in pain. She was upside down, too.
Nah.
Oh, my goodness.
Naked with your butt out.
What is going on? The woman was stuck in a space less than a foot wide, according to fire officials. She's wedged in there and can't physically get in there, and she can't crawl out. The captain said firefighters were unable to reach the woman and had to perform a technical rescue that required cutting open the concrete wall, the OCFA said. Just a quick little video. We don't have, obviously, a video of the naked woman, but... So there
they're
you go.
They're literally cutting her out.
Yeah, they're cutting the whole wall open to get her out of there.
They can't go like over top, reach down, and you know have a machine help pull her out because one, you said it's less than a foot.
Woo! Could you imagine being wedged?
No, because she's got to be sideways. You're not getting wedged at a foot like straight forward.
That means she's like
upside down.
Like,
what was going on? She obviously.
Where did she come from? Where did she go?
Rescue workers for over 2 hours before worked for over 2 hours before finally pulling the woman through the space firefighters had cut in the wall. It was not immediately clear whether the woman had suffered any injuries. She was taken to a hospital for evaluation. Fire officials did not immediately say how the woman got stuck or why she was naked. That's a mystery to all of us right now, they said. The OCFA said more details would be released when they become available.
Katie said, how the heck they know she was in there? Because those guys heard her calling for help. But my thing is, like, if the guys couldn't find where she was, how did they find her?
The cops. I guess they just tracked her down.
And happened, right? Just lucky. Because, like,
that's terrifying. Lord. Terrifying.
Not only, okay, that's like your worst dream nightmare, right?
Because claustrophobia.
Not only are claustrophobia is one, you're stuck somewhere. Oh. That's a totally different element. But then you're naked, like you're naked at school. You know, like you have those dreams where you show up in your underwear. You know, that's horrifying.
I never had a dream like that. Do you ever have a dream like that?
That's like the common movie thing.
I'm kidding.
See this guy trying to put me on the spot. That's right. But like, that's my thing. It's like, so not only are you going through already a horrifying, it's also an embarrassing moment.
Yeah.
Like, that's so traumatic. The amount of counseling.
Granted, I'm going to go off on a limb. I'm going to say I think there was probably alcohol or drugs involved.
I was going to say, let's build a backstory here. Create our own story.
Absolutely.
Don't you think? I mean, that doesn't happen to someone sober, especially at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. When she fell.
2 o'clock in the afternoon. She's been freaking drinking straight from the bottle since about 7 in the morning.
Why is she naked?
Man.
How did she fall?
What? Was anyone with her? Did they push her?
That's a good point. Rass said, you're upside down. That's worse than being naked. I mean,
yeah,
that whole situation is worse than just being caught naked.
Being stuck upside down.
I'm just saying.
And that was a high building, too. So to fall between those two walls.
You had to.
Oh, yeah. She's scraped up in every orifice. God.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's
terrifying. That's a terrible situation.
And then imagine being cut out of a wall. Like, they're cutting around you. And so you're naked, like, upside down.
And this
naked
blade.
And the blade.
Blade's coming right by your face. Like,
5 years down the road. Maybe sooner. You're like, oh, yeah. I got messed up and I got to get cut out of a wall.
See, that's a good corporate like introduction story. So tell us something about you that we don't know. High on meth.
You're in training and they always ask you.
I was prostituting myself. I was completely naked.
Right.
And I stumbled and fell between two brick walls.
Right.
And then the fire department had to come the next day and rescue me after I woke up of my drunken stupor.
Right. I was living the broke version of Wolf of Wall Street. Yeah. I just wound up there.
But I'm here and I'm excited to get moving with this company.
Raph says she needs a Netflix original story. Could you imagine?
Yeah. Just, oh, God.
The upside down girl.
Well, that's like the guy that got stuck in the cave and.
Oh, 127 hours.
Yeah, and hacked his arm off with a pocket knife or something.
But, like, he became but like he a motivational.
He was doing something. Yeah. He wasn't naked and afraid in between a wall.
He was spelunking. Shout out another. But still. Horrible story.
No, he was just hiking.
In the, he wasn't spelunking. He was hiking and he slipped down the thing.
I thought he was wedged. Like, I thought he was in the caves.
No, spelunking is like you jump down in the holes with a rope. Like you're.
No, I thought that was just climbing around in a cave. I thought that was exploring a cave was spelunking.
Is that?
Maybe.
I'm pretty sure. Hmm. I'm pretty sure. I don't know, though.
Also pretty sure somebody we didn't land on the moon. Somebody in the comments,
Google it for us. What is spelunking?
Well, let's look it up.
Spelunker. Man, I couldn't do that either. Nope. You couldn't tie me to a rope and let me go into any cave. Because my thing is, it's like, you know, you don't go in Arizona desert, see a hole in the ground and stick your hand in it. No. You see what I'm saying?
Spelunking. The exploration of caves, especially as a hobby.
I guess he was spelunking.
There you go.
There you see. And
now you know. It's been Mike's super short show.
Yeah.
You remember that? You remember that from when we were kids on Disney Channel?
It's been my super short show.
Yep. Man, that's funny. Well, I just, that would be.
Yeah, that's a horrifying story. I mean, like claustrophobia is, that's my phobia.
Yeah, that's an all time. That's an up there.
My brother rolled me up in a carpet once. I think we talked about this on the show once. And I was just a little kid.
Yeah.
And I had my hands above my head like that. And he rolled me up into a carpet and I couldn't move and I freaked out.
Yep.
And then I was in the back, like in the back of a car in the trunk. And I was, everybody was goofing around. And back in the 70s and 80s, you didn't wear your seatbelts and kids acted nuts in the car and everything. But anyway,
they do that now too.
And a bunch of my friends, I jumped into the back. I'm like, I'm sitting in the back. So I jump over the back seat and I'm laying like a turtle on my back in the trunk area. Well, like three or four of my friends piled on me.
Oh yeah. No, that stresses me out too.
Yeah. See, do you remember?
And I couldn't like, I was, freaked.
Yeah, no, I don't I like spazzed. That either.
I did. That was awful.
Do you remember when we were like little and we used to like wrestle and everything? And right. Do you remember there was one point you were like on, like sitting on top of me and I was like, I freaked out. Mom and dad weren't home.
I don't remember this, but geez, that sounds abusive.
It was. You like got up and you were like, what's going on?
I'm like, I thought we were, hey, nice hat, Reagan. Shout out Mark Espinosa for the hat, by the way.
Yeah, thank you so much.
I literally said that when I saw her pull it out today. I was like, oh, he got
I have
you.
Mine on. I'm a loyal.
Expedited. You feel me? We will take all the merch you want to send. Hint. Raph said, no way I'm doing that. I saw the movie and I didn't make it. I've actually never watched the movie because I'm terrified for the part when it gets to that and when he.
Oh, speaking of this, just triggered this. Have you guys seen the movie about the Free Solo climber?
Yeah, I watched that with you.
Oh, you watched it with me? Did you watch that, Reg? The Free Solo climber down on, he goes to Yosemite Park and climbs that big.
And he climbs
no ropes.
Nothing.
No thanks.
Yeah.
Exactly. It is.
No thanks. Simple. No, very easy.
Okay. I think the movie's about an hour and a half, maybe. It's the last 15 minutes of the movie. You are like sitting on it is so unbelievably. I can't explain it. I mean, it's just terrifying.
And he's literally like wedging himself in the smallest cracks, pushing his way up the side of this mountain.
It's one of the most difficult mountains to climb.
And he's doing it
with ropes.
Nothing.
With ropes.
Dude doesn't even have gloves on. He's straight chalk hands. Like, that's wild.
Yeah, no, I like life. I choose life.
He is so high on this mountain, and he's got to go, like, across this crack, and he's got to, like, I don't want to ruin it. If you haven't seen it, Dodger hat's on the way. Ooh, the blue and white.
Yeah, I'll take that. If it's free, I'll take it.
If it's free.
But I'll take it.
Yeah, so unbelievable. Unbelievable movie, and I highly recommend it. I don't even know if you can watch it anymore.
Gory. I'll spoil that part for you, but see, Raph, I can't even look off cliffs or skyscrapers when it's on TV. No way I could climb a mountain in real life.
Thank you very much.
You and me, the heights. Like, I've always been curious about the Empire State Building, but the minute I get up there, I couldn't walk out of the room. I couldn't. I would walk out and I would hug the edge.
I don't have a problem with that.
with my architecture knowledge and everything, knowing the structural stability of buildings and everything, take me past, like, I don't know, the 15th level, I'm out.
Yeah, but no.
Yeah. Why am I going here? I don't know. I don't care. I don't want to be
yeah,
here.
Yeah, what's the purpose? You could have built the building sideways. They got room.
Well, it's about, it's, yeah.
But it's the look yeah. and it's the blend.
There's not
it's
a whole lot space. Of, oh, you got your fingers in front of the.
Sorry. Excuse me and Mr. Camera here.
But yeah, so that movie and that movie with a, Sherry and I did the Sears Tower. Oh, it was a little crazy. Yeah, and it waves. Doesn't it like sway back and forth? Like. They're built to be, they have to be able to sway.
Uh-huh. Okay, fun fact. Okay, Raph, my fear of heights is so bad, I can do that on two stories. My knees will give out. If I'm standing up on two stories and I start getting close to the edge, I actually, this was so dumb, I had a fear of heights, but I just needed a job. I did roofing for a couple months. It was about 4 months. I did roofing, and that was horrible. We were tiling like commercial buildings. And that was the most difficult job I've ever had, not because of the physical labor, but because I had to continually get next to the edge. And that it was bad. There's points where my knees would buckle. I'd have to sit and like literally carry all this heavy stuff and like slide up the side because it was just it. That fear of heights is serious. And yes, I've been in the Arch. It was
a
bad time for me.
I love the Arch.
It was beautiful.
But we were just there in February.
It was a bad time for me.
But your cousin and I, we were up at the Grand Canyon with Austin.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
And when I was a kid, I could go to the Grand Canyon. I could climb out on stuff and nothing bothered me.
Oh, yeah, nah.
Now, guess on the lookouts, wind. I feel like it's going to suck me right off the top. Dude. So I can't get within like 10 feet of the side. I feel like it's going to pull me in. And there's Austin, like 2 feet.
Dude, and he's...
And he's cool. Chucking rocks.
Yeah.
And he's throwing rocks.
Standing on that's one so foot. Funny.
Yeah. That makes me feel nervous. When people throw stuff over edges, I don't like that either.
Yeah, no, because it's like, that could be that? Me.
Yeah, and it's like.
Yeah, I feel like when I throw, my whole body's just going to fall.
Thank you. Okay, so you guys are starting to feel the stress I've felt my entire life.
Yeah. Like that's never felt that when I was young, but I feel that way all the time.
For some reason, I feel like that. With bungee jumping, with being like high, like stuff like that. But I've always wanted to skydive.
Well, that whole sky coaster ruined all that for me.
Yeah. That's a huge part of it for
sure.
You guys
haven't heard that story 2 episodes ago. Go watch it.
That was terrifying. Absolutely look, terrifying.
There's nothing that you could do to get my, here's the thing. I've always been curious about skydiving. I know what would happen. I'd get in the plane. I like planes. We'd get up there. They'd open the door. And my body would shut down. I wouldn't even be able to force myself out.
Well,
like, you know how they have you jump, attached though. To the buddy? Right. No, yeah. That
you're
dude
tandem.
Would die.
You're jumping tandem.
I would kill him to not get out of the plane. I would literally be throwing everything I got to keep him from jumping out of that door. See, why would you jump out of a perfectly good plane? This is a Fast and Furious. Ooh. That's a great quote.
Mark, I'd like to ride in the helicopter too, and I would do the helicopter over the Grand Canyon. I think that would be amazing.
Have we ridden in a helicopter? Why do I feel like we have?
I've never ridden in a helicopter.
For some reason, every time I think about helicopters, I think about the one Drake and Josh episode. When,
yeah, right, where they're stuck. And see, that's a real thing. They were skydiving. They went all the way up there, and they got stuck, and then they had to drive the plane to the ground. I'm not doing all that.
7 out of 10 people don't make it to the ground.
Yes.
But I think the helicopter, I think the only reason I've never done the helicopter in the Grand Canyon is because it's pricey and it's only like 15 minutes long.
Yeah.
Dude,
it's not so long. You're up and you're back.
If you're feeling sketch near the 10 feet of the edge like me.
Yeah. But I feel secure. Like for
you
some
feel
reason.
Secure in an open door helicopter?
Well, it's not open door. I don't believe it would be open door. But
if it's
you know,
a tour, I think it would
it's
be.
Not like the Vietnam where you're sure shooting your.
I'm pretty sure.
I'm not saying like an Apache helicopter where they're just you're just hanging off the freaking side, feet dangling, which stresses me out anyways.
I don't think you do
it. Mark said, "Let's do it. That's a challenge."
I'm done. I'm in. I want to do it. I want to do it.
Instead of jumping out of an airplane or something, can you just like strap me to the bottom so we can?
What?
Ooh, oh, sorry, I did it again.
So
you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No.
I would like, Mickey wants to go in the helicopter. Yeah. See, I think I would do it. I think I would.
I'd go in a helicopter.
I would ride in a helicopter. Easy. The ones, as long as I'm cool, they close the doors. I'm all in.
The Grand Canyon, there's no way for liability purposes that it's an open door helicopter. There's
I'm just
no way.
Those tour ones. Yeah. They
they're
have
glass.
Like the ones
it's
that
like
are
a glass
half
bubble
cut off.
No, it's a glass.
What's the point of going in a helicopter?
So you can look out the window.
I can look out of the plane window. It's not a great, always great view. You know what I'm saying?
Different.
The freaking window's this big.
Well, you're not invited then.
Good. Good. Because guess what? I've been down the bottom.
Yeah, we hiked to the
bottom. I feel safer there.
We already hiked to the bottom.
So. Mark's thinking a helicopter in Vegas.
Oh.
Okay, Mark, I may reassess my thing there.
That'd be interesting.
Mm-hmm. Down. I
wonder if the helicopters in Vegas are loaded with like homeless people.
I mean,
there's homeless people everywhere.
If I was a homeless person, I'm not. My first thought is not a device that can pick up and fly anywhere at any time.
I'm kidding, survival. Obviously, because there's so many homeless people. But I don't know if it's still that way. I don't know if it was last time I was there, and they're aggressive.
Yes, I remember the story.
Well, yeah, they're in Vegas. Money's flowing around. I'd be aggressive too.
That's how you make money. The helicopter, Aaron says they have seatbelts. Who cares if the doors are open?
What did you just say to me? All right, buddy, them are fighting words because I care. I don't give a damn if I'm strapped in. It doesn't matter. Like, for a perfect example.
That's true. You don't like roller coasters either. I flew in a biplane.
I think it's more dangerous to get on the freeway to go into Phoenix in a car.
Nah. That's something I have control over, though.
Other people? No.
I have control of my defensive driving. It's way different. But I flew in a biplane where I was strapped into a seatbelt. Yeah. And we did a loop-de-loop, and my soul halfway left my body. It came back in once the loop came down, but it was out there for a minute.
Still a lot of homeless people in Vegas.
Good to know.
That's all right.
But
that's all right.
I'm telling you, there's no amount of safety harnesses. That's why I know you guys don't have the fear. It's like a fear of God. That thing is so powerful.
It only hits me when different. There's no safety. Like roller coasters, sure. Loop-de-loops all day, whatever. Don't care.
Safe? Them things be right up. Yeah, see, I hate roller coasters. We talked about this, though.
Well, last time I was in Vegas, speaking of the homeless people, mm-hmm. we bought that giant pizza.
We did.
Remember that?
I do.
This thing, and it took like 2 hours to get there, but
It would have been.
Yeah, you were there.
Yeah, that's right. And I ate half the thing. Come on.
It was 4 feet in diameter.
Oh, it was almost the size of like the, not the queen bed, but it was a little like the.
Yeah. It was a double bed. It was almost as wide as the double bed.
Yeah.
It was enormous, this pizza. So we couldn't eat it all.
No.
So I took it down the next morning. I took it down and I went outside. I was looking for homeless people to give it to me. Mm-hmm. I stepped maybe 2 feet outside the casino and I had about 15. It was like I chucked bird seed in the air and a bunch of pigeons showed up.
Like seagulls.
Seagulls.
That's sad, man.
And they all were like, they were just ripping this pizza off. And I didn't say it was for them. I didn't be like, hey, guys, I got some pizza. I walked out and had pizza and they all came to me.
Yeah.
And I just laid it on the ground and
box was open. That's free reign. You just got robbed.
Right. That's what that is. They're assaulting you, sir. That's not even a.
Gift, you got robbed before it was a gift.
And then we kept walking down the strip and back. And every time, like the next day or two, the pizza box was in different places.
We kept seeing it. I remember. Right. I remember.
That's freaking awesome. Yeah. Oh, that's great.
Good stuff. Well, let's go ahead and end the show. Guys, thanks for being here. Mark, thanks for being here. Mickey Kentucky, as always, thanks for being here. Raphael, thanks for being Raphael, right? Am I saying that right?
Raph, yep.
We gotta call him Raph.
Katie, let's see who else was in here. Stephanie Lindley, who else was
Aaron?
In here? Aaron was in here. Hey, Aaron, appreciate you commenting. More of that. Appreciate everybody for being here. And
so we're gonna do the whole eating thing.
Yeah, we're gonna do next week. Yeah. You buy your own mac and cheese ice cream. That's disgusting.
I don't have ice cream.
Have a great weekend. You too, Katie, and tell Kyle we said hello.